Hello, welcome to the January broadcast of Women Excelling Everywhere, formerly the podcast known as Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire. I am Julie Anderson, your host, aka Brain Lady Julie, with the amazing Kelly Cooper. She is the pinky to my brain, and she is also the main liaison for all things we and all things podcasts with the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire. And now, the Women Excelling Everywhere. And we thought we'd jump on and have one of the first podcasts that come out for the year 2024 and just discuss for a couple of minutes the benefits of a community, why we're doing what we're doing, why you should be parts of a community, and what is all the buzz and excitement around the going from Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire to Women Excelling Everywhere. So, Pinky, I'm so grateful to have you here on the podcast with me today.
It is a pleasure to be back in the podcast world.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And if you can see the two of us off camera, or when we're not recording, we're really, we get a little out of hand sometimes, maybe just a little bit, but we have a lot of fun. And that's one of the reasons behind this particular project that we're doing. I am really, really passionate. Kelly is really, really passionate about supporting women where they are at. And that is one of the reasons why, if you're a regular listener to the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire podcast, you know that I'm constantly interviewing women who have achieved great things, who have great information, great benefits, great support for the listeners. Yeah, great stories, amazing stories. Things that they've gone through and experienced that you can listen to those amazing stories and learn from. And we, for many years, I've always focused in the entrepreneurial sector. But what I found is that I want to support women. We want to support women everywhere they're at, right? Whether you're an entrepreneur, you are a corporate woman climbing that corporate ladder, you are a mom with young kids, you are a woman going into that next beautiful stage of your life, post-kids, post-career, and you're reinventing yourself, or you're just reinventing yourself because of everything that's happened over the last 5 years, changing jobs, starting an entrepreneurial endeavor, or going back into the workforce, right?
Retiring. Right? COVID forced a lot of retirements, and a lot of people just didn't go back. So that's adjusting to a lot of time at home was a big change for a lot of people too.
Definitely. And then you've got the people in our situation too, the women, it falls on women in the caretaking position. It tends to fall on women a lot. Not that men don't do it by any means, but there's a huge portion of the population of women who are in their 40s, 50s, 60s even, who are taking care of aged parents. And that's something that, Kelly can totally attest to, right? Taking care of her mom after post-stroke, and all of those experiences and the emotional ups and downs. So we want to bring that support. Oh, go ahead.
Her mom, don't put it on me. The podcast may not know, but the Wii universe knows that Julie and I are sisters.
Yes,
so
we are.
Like that little dig there, your mom, don't put it on
your
me.
Your mom.
Your mom. She's your mom first.
Yeah, I am the older one.
But yes, I am 45. Can you believe this? I am 45 this year.
Yeah. We're crazy.
And mom is 82 this year. And yeah, she had a stroke right before COVID outbreak in January 2020. And so that's definitely been an adjustment for me. I was also a newlywed. I had just been married. And so, you know, my beautiful husband being okay with living with my mom and my older sister who helps take care of her, our older sister. It was a lot of adjustment too. For me, I guess I never consider myself as an example, but you going through those things of changes, you know, we never know. We never know when our circumstances, our personal or professional circumstances, are going to change.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's so many dynamics. And the reason, just as a point of clarification, I am not on site. Right. So, yes, she is our mother. Kelly, however, is the primary
Yeah.
caregiver
Julie lives an
for our
hour
mother.
away.
I live a ways away. So, you know, I'm not under that level of the emotional stress and pressure. But these are the types of things that women are, you know, experiencing. And that's one of the main reasons for kind of that rebrand, going from focusing just on women who are on their entrepreneurial journey, which, don't get me wrong, we're going to still have lots of business tips, and I'll interview amazing business women for sure.
That's where your heart is. I mean, you're an entrepreneur. I mean, you're the right brain flaming, always coming up with new ideas and beautiful ways to change the world. So that's definitely where the heart is. That's how it all started. But there's just so much more to explore. There's women in like we already mentioned, so many other fields and personal fields that we want to explore and get the stories from.
And that's kind of Kelly's part, right? Kelly is so much her heart is more of that connecting with women and supporting women on that emotional journey as well. And that's what we're finding, is that that's where the need is just to literally help. And we have to give Kelly the credit for the rebrand of the name. We wanted to stay with that acronym WEE, which was Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire. And she was like, let's do women excelling everywhere. And I was like, mind blown. It was like perfect. So perfect. And there's such a huge almost movement. I mean, I that's the word that keeps popping into my head, but it really is it's such a dynamic change for us in this, with this group and with this podcast and with the online community that we have, that we've now created a private membership backend to it. So you can interact almost like our own little microscopic mini Facebook there, where we're really focusing on helping women excel, because that's what we want to do. And that's where our heart is, right? So many great stories that we've heard. And I want those stories, I want for people in the audience, people listening, to go, oh, I relate to that. So we're gonna open up those topics more. So for example, I want to do a whole series on caregiving. Like, literally, what can we do to support our parents, still give them their whatever level of independence they're physically and emotionally capable of having, and yet give them the care, the physical and emotional care that they need, without taking that dignity away, with still giving them something. That's a topic I want to explore. And you know, you're going to hear Kelly on there.
That would be something. I can't imagine the amount of people that would benefit from that, because I'm not going to cry. But I mean, that was one of the hardest. We're very fortunate. Our mom is not bedridden. She doesn't have like full-blown dementia. You know, it's not like she can't remember us any less than she did before the stroke. You know, she definitely has deficit, but I have to remind myself to be thankful. But one of the really difficult emotional parts of that was having to parent my parent. And I'm the baby of five girls, you know, so she had five girls. Julie is 14 years older than me, so there's a big gap. Our oldest sister is almost 18 years older. So my experience with our mother was different than hers, you know, growing up in different decades. And being the youngest, and I was also the one that had the closest relationship. Probably still do have the closest relationship with our mom, on a friendship level. So moving, I hate it, and I'll tell her that sometimes. You know, I'll be like, don't make me parent you. You know, she doesn't want to eat. She just wants a hamburger, or she literally wants ice cream for breakfast. Not a joke. You know, or doesn't want to do her exercises to strengthen her left side. You know, and that really messes with my head and really messed with my emotions, and still does, because I don't want to parent my parent.
And that's a topic that I'm sure Kelly is not the only one in that position, right? Kelly is not the only one who has that viewpoint, where you're living with your parent, or your parents getting older, and you have to take the role shift. And that's a difficult role. And then you have parent families like our family, where you've got the dementia. So there's five of us daughters, and then my mom, and we're not always on the same page with her care, right? So there have been some struggle moments there, and that's a whole conversation that I think is would be great to address, right? And then you've got the head trash and the trauma from being raised the way we were raised. That's a whole set of podcasts that we could be doing to support women who are experiencing in this part of their life, wherever they're at, post growing up. You know, what is their relationships with the people in their lives that maybe were in the past that weren't necessarily always beneficial to them? You know, how do they deal with that internally? And that's where I come in from the neuroscience and neuropsychology point of view as a brain health professional, right? I kind of bring in that. And then Kelly kind of brings in that real life experience. And these are the things that we just really want to be here and talk about. And we want your input, right? This is, the podcasts are fun. Obviously, I enjoy doing them because I've been doing them for over a decade now. But it's for you. It's for the listeners. It's for the members of our community. So we really welcome questions or ideas or thoughts from the individuals who do listen, because we want to bring you information that can help you, that you want to hear, because we want to help you excel wherever you are at whatever stage, dealing with whatever situation you are dealing with. That's the support that we want to, that's the community. I'm not just going to say support, because sometimes you just need it. You just need somebody to talk to.
Yeah. And that's where you haven't mentioned specifically it yet. So I don't want to blow any, but say the APP word. That's,
oh, no, go right ahead.
Yeah. Where the app is going to be really beautiful, because it's, I mean, we are very inclusive as far as wanting everyone from every walk of life, from every story, but it is a private group.
Yeah.
Because there are, I mean, sorry, fact of life, there are a lot of women who do not feel safe in areas where it's not just women. And that's, I mean, that's just a fact of life, especially, you know, we have amazing listeners from around the globe, which is so cool. So hello world. But yes. We're here in Northern California in the US. And, you know, I mean, you watch the news, you hear the reports, this world is incredibly unsafe. And there are a lot of, you know, I hate to use the word woke, but that's what's, you know, it's a popular word these days, of men who are realizing, wait, you live that way? You know, just because you're a woman, like not being able to go for a walk after dark by yourself.
Yeah.
Or carrying, you know, being raised to carry your keys. That was one of the first things my mom taught me when I got my first quote unquote real job at 16. You know, if I was leaving, when I was leaving Montgomery Ward, how's that for a flashback? My first to my car, my parking lot, is you carry your keys with one of your keys in between your fingers, right? Yep. You know, a man would never think to do that. But why are you carrying your keys that way? Because if we have to slash at somebody, if somebody comes at us, you know, I mean, it's just little tiny things, and men are like, their minds are blown.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you're in a community, when you're in a chat space, when you're in an app, when you're in a Facebook group where you know you're just talking to women, but there's definitely a safety there. And safety is the best word I can think of, you know. So again, we don't want to be exclusive. It's not like with this podcast, we're never trying to exclude men. We are both married to beautiful men, you know, we love men. But women deserve their space.
Yeah.
You know, we deserve a safe space. And that's
where this is our golf course. You know, men have their golf course. This is our couch where we drink beer and watch sports. Not literally drink beer and watch sports.
That's a wide stereotype.
I know, right?
But yeah, there's, so that is a lot with the app. You know, that maybe asking something, especially of you being a brain, you know, being the brain health professional, that you wouldn't necessarily be comfortable asking in a you know, multi-sex gender environment.
Yeah.
So that's just one of the things we're celebrating. We are celebrating women. We are not excluding men, but we are celebrating and want to help everyone, all the women, the beautiful women in our community, to excel everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, part of it as a neuro, you know, someone who has a lot of background in neuropsych, social media can be incredibly overwhelming. And there's a lot of FOMO in social media. Yes.
And unhealthy, mentally and emotionally unhealthy.
Yeah. A lot of negativity, a lot of fear of missing out, a lot of, you know, watching somebody get hundreds of likes or brag about this amazing success that they had. And don't get me wrong, I am in business, right? My business, I am in business. And so getting that exposure and getting the likes and all of that, it has a measure of benefit to my business. But psychologically is where it becomes damaging. And psychologically is where some of these very popular social media platforms are not serving you, are not serving the women when they see, oh my goodness, look, I use filters. I got to admit it. I'm using you know, Zoom has its little filter thing on now for me so that my face doesn't look as shiny as it is in real life. I get it. But sometimes we look at those on social media and it's instant comparison. And that instant comparison starts to break you down psychologically. And that's not what I want for this community. So to speak to the app, it is housed on a platform where you can download it on your phone. I mess with it on my computer. I don't use my phone nearly as much, but it's designed in that same way that you can, you know, I do engagement posts. I want to talk to the people in the community. And we're very, very small. We're just opening it up. So we just have a few, like literally a handful of people in there interacting right now. As we build it out, we want more people to join, but we don't want everybody to join. There it is, right? So you have the ways that you can engage. And, you know, just like, I think I posted in there today, what was the best or worst job you've ever had, right? Now that's going to open a dialogue. And if it leads to someone asking the question, well, how do you find a good job? That's where we're going to come in, right? That's where those benefits are going to be. Lots of positive posting, not toxic positivity, not to the point where we don't want to talk about the reality of what women or what you or what I or what Kelly is going through in the moment. Like I mentioned, caregiving, family dynamics, past trauma, all of those things are going to have a place, a safe place for discussion within this private community. And that's what we want. I would rather have, I'm not looking for to have hundreds of thousands of members so I can just collect the monthly fee. That is not what my goal is. My goal is to have a truly interactive community where I can provide solid value to the members, where Kelly can provide solid, we are going to provide solid value to the members every month, every week, every day, and interact with them. Like really, really interact with them. Kelly is beautiful about that. Like I said, her heart is in that connecting, right? Her heart is in that connecting. She is going to be in, like, she'll get those notices. And I'm sure if she's awake or not in the middle of taking care of her mom, our mom, you know, she's gonna respond, and she has a huge heart and a big listening shoulder. So while I don't want it to be a big, you know, we're not your psychologist. That's not what the app is for. The app is really for a like-minded
support.
Community of support. Exactly.
Yeah. And it's right? Not like it's not negative things. It's not like it's an app to help you work through your trauma. We're not saying
right.
that, but it's a safe space. If that is something that somebody wants to ask somebody has a recommendation. Hey, has anybody tried the telehealth services? You know, where mm-hmm. can I talk to somebody? You know, has anybody
or what's a good book?
Oh,
what's
yeah.
a good resource? Yeah.
Or in the world of business, you know, has anybody ever experienced sexual harassment at the workplace? You know, ask for advice. You know, I mean, there are heavy things, but there's also, we just want it to be supportive.
Yeah. Or if it's in work, what do you, you know, what do you find is the best way to post on social media? What do you find is the best way to do your email, right? It's this broad
what are the
thing.
Apps? What are the good apps you're using out there?
Yeah. What are your best business apps that you use or your best habit? Right now, we're doing a 3-day goal hacking challenge. Literally, we're right in the middle of it. We just finished day two. So we've got one more day. And it's all about, it's the 3-hour long sessions. And in those sessions, I'm putting forth all of the neuroscience and neuropsychology of why your brain procrastinates, why you get distracted, you know, and then what are some tips to really help your brain focus on achieving your goals. And tomorrow we're going to unpack the psychological piece, like how can past trauma or criticism of what you've done in the past affect your lack of ability to achieve goals? And then what do you do about that? And so this content is all in the app. Right. So anybody who's very goal focused, business, personal, self-care, it doesn't matter, whatever you're like, I want to reach these goals. Well, guess what? Those are all resources within that community. And then you've got us, right? So you can go, hey, I just watched this piece of it. What do you suggest about this? And that's where we can, you know, come in. So you're going to realize that you're not alone. Right.
Go ahead. With neuroscience.com. Goal hack with neuroscience.com. If you're interested, I mean, we're recording this on January 10th and we're in the middle of it right now, but it is recorded and can be purchased. Wink, wink. So,
there you go. Good.
See, this is part of the app. So join the app.
Exactly. It's a part of that app, right? So you're going to be able to not just have that feeling of community, knowing you're not alone. You're also going to be learning from experts, not just from me, but I will bring in guest experts to share their tips on topics that we hear from you want. And so it's the same with the podcasts. Yeah.
Yeah. Reach out. We have great listenership around the world, and we have people come to me every day with amazing guest suggestions, but we don't get a whole lot of, hey, can you guys do a show about this? Can you do a show about the best business apps right now? You know, can you do, you know, so when you think about something, oh man, I wish I knew of a podcast for that. Throw it out to us. Send us an email, send us a DM or a message on any of our socials. You know, we're very active and responsive out there. So, you know, let us know what is stumbling you? What do you feel like is blocking you from excelling? You know, what do you want help with? What would you like to hear discussed?
Yeah, absolutely. Because we'll bring that to the pods, and then we'll also bring that to the app, right? And again, if it's something that's not, I am fully aware of the fact that I do not have all the answers. As a matter of fact, I have very few little answers, right? Based on my specialty that I deal with. Same with Kelly, right? We have our gifts, but we are fully aware that there are other people who can better address other topics. And if that's the case, then we'll get the answer, right? We'll help you to get that support to help you excel, right? We'll give
and
you.
Because we have met, we have, especially through our podcast guests, we have a plethora of experts that we have access to now.
Absolutely.
That we can, you know what, who would be great on that topic? Let's get her back on the pod to talk about this, because Sarah from Idaho wants to know.
Yeah. You know. Or better yet, we will be doing those lives within the app, right? So it could be much more, you know, the podcast you listen to later.
Interactive.
But we'll be doing the interactive lives within the app. So if you tell us this is what you want to see, that, you know, you really have a question on this, and you know, can you help us out? We'll get on it. That's the whole idea. And we want to keep the community relatively intimate, right? I'm not saying that we're going to keep it to 10 people. It is a growing community, and we do want to support women excelling wherever they're at, all over the place. So it will grow, but I never want to have it so large where it becomes stagnant, if that makes sense. So that's really the full goal of that. Yeah, for sure. And there's just so many benefits of being a part of that community. So if you are a woman who is wants that little extra camaraderie, right? You just want that little extra connection. We got you. So we'd love for you to join us. That is, it's the Women Excelling Everywhere. And even we have a co-authored book that is coming out under that same title. We're at 11 authors currently. We're looking to, you know, build that up to 20. So there'll be 20 experts in there. We're going to be doing a summit, and everyone within the Women Excelling Everywhere community is going to have special access and special perks with that summit that we're doing in March, right next to, I mean, the paper copy, the digital copy is going to release in February, end of February, but the paper copy is released on, guess what? International Women's Day, March 8th.
So, oh, goodness. It's almost like that was planned.
Which is funny. I didn't actually plan it. The publisher did.
No, I know. I was trying to be cute. Never mind. Just totally throw me under the bus there.
Yeah, and you know what? What else you're going to get in the community is a lot of laughter. Let me tell you, I believe 100% in a lot of laughter. So you're going
to... You have no idea what Julie and I are like when we're alone.
You'll get a glimpse of that.
Spirits. Yeah, yes. We bring each other alive. That's for sure.
Yep. 14 years difference, but we, yep. You know, we think alike.
It's you and me, babe.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap up.
Tell the listeners how they can find the app. So it's housed within the Circle app, but can they go to a website and download it?
There'll be two ways that you can access it. You can go to womenexcellingeverywhere.com, which is our primary website. And under membership or join us, I should say, there's three options, right? And one is just strictly for business exposure. Right? It's just get into the membership directory. It's really cheap. It's like $50 a year, something like that. You get in the membership directory, you can put your book on the book page, or that might be for the next level up. Anyways, but one of those options is to join the membership community, the private membership community, and that will take you to our landing page, which is on our Circle app landing page, which I believe is ybmuniversity.com/Women Excelling, Women Success Collaborative.
Collective.
Collective.
Isn't it collective?
See, we...
You know what? We will also have these links in the show notes. So.
Thankfully, we will. But that's the main thing that we wanted to discuss with you today, is we wanted to bring that announcement out to you. And we want to encourage you. We want to facilitate you excelling wherever you need that support. So it's not just about the private membership, right? It's about, what do you need? As we're moving into 2024, what would you like from us? What can we help you with? The membership community may not even be of interest to you. We would love to have you, and we will embrace you with open arms. However, if that's just not for you, what do you want to hear here? What do you want to hear Kelly and I discuss here? We already talked about the whole caregiving piece. You know, we want to, like I said, we want to talk a lot about that second, you know, if you're going into that second portion of your life from retirement. We're going to be covering that on some of the podcasts. We really want to do a lot more focused information brought to you based on your request, based on helping you. So let us know. Yeah.
Reach out to us. We are the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire emails are still active, but we are in the middle of changing everything over, because we are so much more than entrepreneurs, right? So we are womenexcellingeverywhere.com. Our Facebook, our Instagram Instagram is women.excelling.everywhere. And so if you enter that, you're going to find us, but info@womenexcellingeverywhere.com, or right now still info@womenentrepreneursextraordinaire. If this piques your interest and you think, oh, you know what I've always wanted to know is this, you know, let us know, reach out to us. We're really, like Julie said, I'm great with engaging with the community, join our private Facebook group. You can get lots of support for your business there. And, you know, of course, our Circle app and everything. So reach out to us. Let us know.
Yeah.
And you know, give us some love on the iTunes or the iHeartRadio or whatever, you know, like the podcast, give us a little review, you know, let us know that you're enjoying what you're hearing and what you want to hear in the future, because that's what we are all about.
I love it. I love it. I love it. All right, everyone. Thank you so very much for joining us for this, this what's happening and what's exciting in the world of Women Excelling Everywhere, or Are We podcast. And join us for the next one. We have some great interviews that we're going to be releasing. And we, as I said, we've got some great content coming up. So keep connected. All right, everyone. Until next time. Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
If you are, I'm so good at interrupting. If you are a brain geek, like our brain lady here, make sure you check out Brain Lady Speaks. That was her first podcast. And that's where we talk all the brain, and we have like some great, we want to do a book review, go over some information on that podcast as well. So that is our sister pod. So if you are fascinated by the brain and neuroscience, make sure to check us out over there too.
Awesome, Blossom. All right, everyone, roll your shoulders back. Take a nice deep breath. Go out there and simply enjoy every moment. Until next time, have an amazing day, week, month, and year.
2024, baby.